This is Dakota Datebook for March 27th. Around this time in 1945, things were heating up for North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Oscar Erickson. The State House had adopted a resolution for articles of impeachment for Erickson, and his Senate trial was scheduled for May. Erickson was an early member of the Nonpartisan League. He served 6 terms in the legislature, first as a representative, then as a senator. Erickson also chaired the North Dakota Republican Party for 4 years when Wild Bill Langer was governor. It was in 1936 that Erickson was elected as state insurance commissioner. An interim legislative committee had reported corruption in the insurance department in February, leading to allegations that Erickson had received kickbacks from insurance agents. He was charged on several counts for corruption and malfeasance in office. The Senate trial in May lasted about 3 weeks. Insurance department employees and insurance agents were among those testifying. Erickson himself took the stand and denied the accusations. Former Governor George Schaefer helped prosecute the case and rebutted Erickson's denial during final arguments, saying, "Undoubtedly, for the record, here is one of the most sordid examples of maladministration in the history of North Dakota." None of the charges against Erickson secured the 2/3 vote needed for the Senate to convict, though one was only 3 votes short. The Senate adjourned, sine die, after the second impeachment trial in North Dakota history, the first being Governor Bill Langer. Insurance Commissioner Oscar Erickson was restored to office, but he died only 2 months later when recovering from gallbladder surgery. He was 61. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.